Saruman! Saruman! Saruman, come forth!
He will not come.
Who is it? What do you wish?
I know that voice, and I curse the day when I first listened to it.
Go and ask Saruman to come down to us. Since you have become his footman, Grima Wormtongue, and do not waste our time.
What is it that you want? Why must you disturb my rest? Will you give me no peace at all, by night or day?
Like Gandalf, and yet unlike.
Such gentleness, such benevolence.
But come now. Two at least of you I know by name. Gandalf I know too well to have much hope that he seeks help or counsel here. But you, Theoden, Lord of the Mark of Rohan, why have you not come before, and as a friend? Much have I desired to see you, mightiest king of Western lands, to save you from the unwise and evil counsels that beset you. Is it yet too late? Despite the injuries that have been done to me, in which the men of Rohan, alas, have had some part, still I would save you from the ruin that draws nigh inevitably if you ride upon this road which you have taken. Indeed, I alone can aid you now.
The words of this wizard stand on their heads. In the language of Orthanc, help means ruin, and saving means slaying, that is plain. But we do not come here to beg.
Peace, I do not speak to you yet, Gimli, Glowin's son. Far away is your home, and small concern of yours are the troubles of this land.
But it was not by design of your own that you became embroiled in them. And so I do not blame such part as you have played. A valiant one, I doubt not. But I pray you let me speak first with the King of Rohan, my neighbor, and once my friend. What have you to say, Theoden King? Will you have peace with me, and all the aid that my knowledge, founded in long years, can bring?
Lord Theoden, hear me! Now we feel the peril that we were warned of. Have we ridden forth to victory, only to stand at last amazed by an old liar with honey on his forked tongue?
If we speak of poisoned tongues, what shall we say of yours, young servant?
But come, Eomer, Eomer's son, to every man his part. Valor in arms is yours, but meddle not in policies which you do not understand.
Dah!
The friendship of Saruman and the power of Orthanc cannot be lightly thrown aside. You have won a battle, but not a war. And that with help on which you cannot count again. But my Lord of Rohan, am I to be called a murderer because valiant men have fallen in battle? If you go to war needlessly, for I did not desire it, then men will be slain. Speak, Theoden King. Shall we have peace and friendship, you and I? It is ours to command.
We will have peace. Yes, we will have peace. We will have peace when you and all your works have perished, and the works of your dark master to whom you would deliver us. You are a liar, Saruman, and the corrupter of men's hearts. You hold out your hand to me, and I perceive only a finger of the claw of Mordor, cruel and cold. What will you say of the children of Rohan, who lie dead at Helm's Deep? When you hang from a gibbet at your window for the sport of your own crows, I will have peace with you and Orthanc.
Gibbets and crows, dotard! What is the house of Eol but a thatched barn, where brigands drink in the reek, and their brats roll on the floor among the dogs? Too long have they escaped the gibbet themselves. I know not why I have the patience to speak with you. But you, Gandalf,
for you at least I am grieved, feeling for your shame. How comes it that you can endure such company? For you are proud, Gandalf, and not without reason, having a noble mind and eyes that look both far and deep. Even now, will you not listen to my counsel?
What have you to say that you did not say at our last meeting? Or perhaps you have things to unsay.
Unsay. Unsay. I endeavored to advise you for your own good, but you scarcely listened. You erred, I think, misconstruing my intentions willfully. I fear that in my eagerness to persuade you, I lost patience. And indeed, I regret it. For I bore you no ill will, and even now I bear none, though you return to me in the company of the violent and the ignorant. Gandalf, are we not both members of a high and ancient order, most excellent in Middle-earth? Much we could still accomplish together to heal the disorders of the world. For the common good, I am willing to redress the past and to receive you. Will you not consult with me? Will you not come up?
He will go, and we shall be lost.
Saruman! Saruman, you missed your path in life. You should have been the king's jester and earned your bread by mimicking his counselors. When I last visited you, you were the jailer of Mordor, and there I was to be sent. Nay, the guest who has escaped from the roof will think twice before he comes back in by the door. Nay, I do not think I will come up, but will you not come down? Listen, Saruman. Isengard has proved less strong than your hope and fancy made it. Your servants are destroyed and scattered. Your neighbors you have made your enemies, and you have cheated your new master. Or tried to do so. When his eye turns hither, it will be the red eye of wrath. And I have the power to protect you. You may leave Orthanc free if you choose.
That sounds well. Very much in the manner of Gandalf the Grey. So condescending and so very kind. There are conditions, I suppose. What do you mean by free?
To go where you will, even to Mordor, Saruman, if you desire. But you will first surrender to me the key of Orthanc and your staff. They shall be the pledges of your conduct, to be returned later if you merit them.
Later! Later! Yes, when you also have the keys of Barad-dûr itself, I suppose, and the crowns of seven kings, and the rods of the five wizards. Do not be a fool. If you wish to treat with me while you have a chance, leave behind these cutthroats that dangle at your tail. Good day!
Come back, Saruman!
And he obeys like a whipped cur.
I did not give you leave to go. I have not finished. I am not Gandalf the Grey, whom you betrayed. I am Gandalf the White, who has returned from death. You have no color now, and I cast you from the Order and the Council. Saruman, your staff is broken! Go!
Gallopers of Rohan, go back to your huts!
Look out!
What is it?
It looks like a stone ball. I'll go and get it.
The murderous rogue! A parting shot from Master Wormtongue, I fancy, but ill-aimed.
But he may have other things to cast. If that is the end of the debate, let us go out of stone's throw at least.
It is the end. Let us go.
But what will you do with Saruman?
Nothing. I do not wish for mastery. He will be devoured if the power of Sauron stretches out its arms to Isengard. Strange are the turns of fortune. I must speak with Treebeard. Will you come with me, Theoden, King, to see the answer to my riddle?
So Saruman would not leave Orthanc. I didn't think he would. His heart is as rotten as a black horn's. Still, if I would overcome and all my trees destroyed, I wouldn't come while I had one dark hole left to hide in.
No, but you have not plotted to cover all the world with your trees and choke all other living things. But there it is. Saruman remains to nurse his hatred. He has the key to Orthanc.
But he must not be allowed to escape.
Indeed, no. Ents will see to that. Saruman shall not set foot beyond the rock. We shall not tire of watching him.